Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sandy. We're here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us here on the air. Okay, David Sussman is going to join me right after the break. And Dave usually fills in for me as a guest host when I'm not around. When I'm doing my civic duty, and sometimes I feel like an idiot. I'm a school board member in California, on a large school board, you know, a large school district. About 22,000 kids. As you can imagine, the hardcore left always screams, I have no business being on a school board because I am a right-wing Christian conservative and, you know, can't have any of those. Like our founding fathers were, right? Nah, can't have any of those. Can you imagine what this place would look like if our founding fathers weren't who they were? You know what I mean? I mean, really, seriously. Wanting you to have the liberty and the freedoms that they didn't have. And that's what they came here and fought for, right? That's what they came here and wanted us to have. Imagine if they came here and wanted us to have a dictatorship because they wanted more power. They wanted the feds to have less power. Right? They wanted us to have more freedom. Remember, the reason it's a representative government is the power doesn't flow from the electeds down. That's where we kind of forget it. The power doesn't flow from the president to the judicial system, to the legislative branch, and then out to the states. No. You know who the power flows from? Me. Well, you too. Usins. We the people. We the people vote for you. So you'll go there and represent us. Not represent you, but represent us. It's that simple. And we have forgotten it. We forgot who has the power. I don't know if we'll ever get it. I mean, I don't know if we'll ever figure it out. The fact that governors don't even know what rules they have and don't have, what laws they have to follow and not follow, is just mind-boggling. You know what else is mind-boggling? I heard, anybody hear Michelle Obama say that Stacey Abrams would be, this is just hilarious, Stacey Abrams would be governor of Georgia. God bless America, thank God she isn't. But she would be governor of Georgia if it wasn't for voter suppression. No proof, mind you. And somehow the GOP was instrumental or was able to suppress over 5,200, whatever it was. I mean, a boatload. It's not like we're talking about a couple of hundred. We were able to suppress all these votes. It was 52,000. No, the problem was, I'll tell you what the real problem was, is the Democrats dropped off the phony ballots at the wrong post office. It was in a different state. That's why she lost. But really. I mean, don't you find it interesting when races are close, there's always a box of ballots found at a post office that should not have been, that somebody missed, that somebody wasn't able to get there in time. I love those. I think they're hilarious. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I love the fact that the president stopping the WHO money. I think that's great, too. And who was he? Who was the... Well, I don't think he was a comedian. I think he was an actor. The actor that laid into them at the... was it the Emmys or what have you? And he's laid into Hollywood types because... because of their privilege, I guess, is what you call it. You know, they were whining with no reason to whine. They had all kinds of money. He even called them out for knowing about Weinstein. Right? I mean, it was great. I can't think of his name. Somebody know his name? Put it up there. We're more than happy to read it. But he's come out again. He's laid into the Hollywood types who are complaining about the virus. Go, shut up. You're stuck in a mansion. What are you complaining about? Great line. Right? The we'll talk a little bit about it when Dave joins me. But see, I'm finding, I mean, some of you guys think I'm being cold, and I'm not. I'm not even trying to be cold. Not in any way. About these numbers and what have you, because they don't make sense. And to get people all crazy over nothing, and I don't mean nothing, but I mean not in the light in which they're putting it, it's not right. It's not fair. But finally, some saneness to be found. Miami University in Ohio has announced that it will close its Chinese government-funded Confucius Institute in June. Well, nobody there. Close it now. Now, with the increased concerns over the Chinese money in American universities, it's one of many other universities now that have agreed to do the same thing. I'm very happy to see that Miami has made this a move, said Miami University College Republicans. Our university's administration has worked diligently to align our institution with state and national priorities, and this move exemplifies what the committee has been doing and is a real asset to the public. And Miami University College Republicans, they've had a great relationship with Miami University President Greg Crawford. We aren't surprised that Miami did the right thing here. Now, Miami Assistant Provost of Global Initiatives, I hear that word global, I start to get twitchy. Cheryl Young defended the Confucius Institute in an interview with the Cincinnati Public Radio, saying, I can't speak on the experience of others, but our experience is we have autonomy, and it's a partnership with our partner university. It's a two-sided arrangement. All is well. Joe Messina, your host. Dave Sussman joins us on the other side of the break. We'll be right back. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed
designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Listen, I know, you know what? I know you missed them, so I asked them to come on tonight because I always enjoy my conversation. Dave Sussman joins me. He's usually a guest host here with me. He's also the host of his own show, The Dave Sussman Show, and Whiskey Politics. Hey, Dave, good to see you.
And I missed you too, Joe. And I missed all of your listeners. How are you, buddy?
Good. How you doing? I'm in the bunker. I'm cool. I got toilet paper and plenty of tuna fish. I'm in.
You better keep that quiet. I know where you live, my friend.
Well, we got a lot of leaves, too. You know, you just never know what you're going to need in an emergency. So, and you're quite a ways from me. And how are you doing out there?
My county, Ventura County, has officially 10 fatalities from COVID-19, which is awful. My heart goes out to each of those 10 families. It's a horrible, horrible thing. But Ventura County just today announced that they are extending the stay-at-home orders until May 15th.
Wow.
With 10 fatalities. I'm incredulous.
Let's, before we really get into this and I lose my cool, let's be clear. I want to say it one last time. We're not saying any life is worth losing, all right? So we're not talking about this in that light. But when you look at these numbers, I mean, this weekend, I don't know about you, Dave, I was crawling out of my skin because I kept hearing how, well, the United States is now past Italy in deaths. And I'm thinking, well, wait a minute. Italy has 60 million people. We have 360 million people. We've both lost like 20 plus thousand people. How does that work? How is that like, oh my God, it's flashing news?
Yeah, well, listen, if you've been watching some of these press conferences, and I know you're just bated breath sitting at the edge of your chair watching these things every single day. If you're watching these things, it's basically that I would say two-thirds of the reporters, not all of them, but two-thirds of the reporters in the White House press pool are there for one reason and one reason only, and that is to create discord between President Trump and the American people.
Yep.
Every single question is geared towards trying to raise. I heard Governor Cuomo's speech today. It was a good speech, and most of it was very approving of President Trump's performance, what he has done. That this is Governor Cuomo. This is not political. If you're looking at this as a Republican or a Democrat, you're doing human wrong, as Ben Shapiro says. Okay? And then that somewhere, you know, he kind of misspoke and he said, you know, somebody that talks about having the ultimate power, he's not king. That was the quote that led every breaking news report tonight, that President Trump is acting like king. And it wasn't said that way. And the reporters are doing a massive disservice to the American people. And quite frankly, many of them should be fired. Some of their newsrooms should be closed down for good, because they are, in fact, an inherent danger now to the United States.
And what was it, Jim Acosta a couple of days ago, asking the president, why are you softening this? Why are you making it sound so positive? Why? And I think to myself, really, when Obama was out there spewing garbage, okay, and you know, the economy wasn't that bad, and this and that, they were all over. They're having a love fest with the man. This guy's trying to give you a little bit of hope, tell you that, look, we've got drugs we're looking at that look promising. What's so bad about that? We've got, it looks like we're flattening a bit, you know, guys keep up the good work. What's so wrong with that? And you know what they never do? They never talk about how many people have recovered from this, do they?
No. Because the panic porn doesn't allow, and that's my term.
I like
trademarked
that.
It 2 weeks ago.
Panic porn.
All right. Panic porn 2020. It used to be storm watch in California. You know, you're going to get 4 drops of rain and everybody's going crazy. Now it's panic porn 2020. You know, and you're absolutely correct, Joe. And, you know, one of the things that is most frustrating about all of this is that they want to take out this president. They want to use this crisis. The politicians like Nancy Pelosi, I mean, she came out today and said the most unconscionable thing. And Schiff is saying the same thing. And, you know, her fellow ghouls are basically like, he's the president's failure to provide testing and masks and gloves. It's sinful. I'm sorry, Nancy Pelosi, but the president's job is not to administer tests. That is the governor's job, to make sure that the state departments, the departments within their own states, have all of the utilities to do this. And they're conflating the job of the president, who has done look, do I like all of his press conferences? Do I like the way he responds sometimes? No. Do I like all of his tweets? No. But he is doing a masterful job. And Nancy Pelosi and CNN and MSNBC, Rachel Maddow, I'm going to ask you one question. Imagine Joe Biden answering the questions in minute detail for 2 hours every single day about the virus, the economy, the logistics, the trade, China, all of that. Listen, Joe Biden can't utter a complete sentence without forgetting where he started the sentence. Okay, where it began. Trump has absolutely, he's brought together private businesses, he's brought together the military, he's brought together the medical establishment to address what has become, unarguably, the biggest national crisis in 100 years. But, you know, Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff and MSNBC and CNN, and I know I'm repeating myself, they're all one of the same, all they want to do is basically divide this country for political purposes. And these people need to be held to account.
Yeah, I know, 100% agree with you. I think, you know, part of what's going on here, the globalists are really going out of their minds right now. They think they got us. And you saw nationalism starting to take hold all over the globe. I mean, look at England. Look what was going on in, you know, like I said, England and France and other places where nationalism was, but not in a negative way. Hey, let's take care of us first. Let's take care of our own first, and then we'll reach out and deal with others. I think we were making them crazy. And then Trump started that whole thing rolling. And now, if you look at what's happening, I'll tell you what, nationalism may end up still coming out on top because we have to take care of ourselves first. Look at what Germany. Germany refused to send us meds and supplies. They wanted it for their people. It's just crazy.
Yeah.
Again, it's just crazy. This global community is talking about the problem.
You know whose ventilators we never got? This is interesting, and I'm a big fan of this guy. Elon Musk. Elon Musk said that they were going to have 100, right? There were going to be 100,000 ventilators or something for the state of California. They're nowhere. There's not one. That's interesting.
Well, I think did he give us the report after he smoked the joint? Is that what happened? Because, you know, I know how he gets after he has a
Joe Rogan show.
Smokes. Yeah. Joe Mateen, your host. Dave Sussman, not going anywhere. We'll be back right after the break. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump said he's seeking the advice of his advisors and labor leaders on a plan to reopen the country. At the coronavirus task force briefing, he now says the decision will be made in conjunction with each state.
I will then be authorizing each individual governor to implement a reopening and a very powerful reopening plan of their state.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is reporting more than 10,000 deaths in New York City alone. That includes 3,700 people who hadn't been tested yet for the virus.
We think we are at the apex, on the plateau. The number of hospitalizations went up, flattened, continuing to flatten. Good sign. Technically, the number's down a tad.
This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And thanks so much for being with us. Always appreciate your time with me on the air and texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation. And now the guy that, you know, Dave Sussman, he guest hosts for me, and he's going to guest host for me next Wednesday, so you better tune in. I'm sure he'll have some great guests as usual. He's also the host of the Dave Sussman Show and Whiskey Politics. And Dave, where can they find your shows?
Best place to find, just go to davesussman.com. It makes it easy for everybody because they can find all of the episodes there. YouTube, you can find us at Whiskey Politics. Please hit the subscribe button and smash the subscribe button. That's what the kids are saying nowadays, Joe.
You know what it is?
Oh, yeah, wow. I got to smash the subscribe button.
I guess I'm not hip. You know, I don't throw all the terms. Is that okay to say, too?
You're too hip to be square, man.
There you go. Right. So, listen. You know, we've been listening to all these numbers. You and I were talking during the break, and we're both angry. And we're not just angry to be angry. We're not angry right-wing people, as they say. I'm mad because we're not being told the truth. I'm mad because they're spinning things a certain way. You know, we talked about the Italian death rate. Now you have more and more professors and doctors coming out and saying, look, the models were wrong. And you and I both know how models work. You know them from the financial world. If it's not put together right, if the algorithms aren't right, if the data going in isn't right, you got garbage coming out. They mean nothing. Where's these millions and millions of people that were supposed to be dead? You know what I'm saying?
You're talking about the models for COVID. I thought we were going to go back to my college days and my model / actress friends, the mattresses.
Oh, boom, boom. All right. So, but the death rate now, and now they're even talking, professors are saying, it might even be lower than the 100,000 that we were, the couple of 100,000 we were talking about, 2 million. It's just nuts. They can't get their hands around this. I don't know what to believe. And they wonder why we don't believe them.
Well, first of all, let me just say this, and I just saw a picture of myself on my screen over here in the corner. Man, I need a haircut.
Listen, hey, I know where you can get a Flobee.
You have a Flovey?
I know he's
sucking my will to live. What movie is that? Come on. You know that one. Wayne's World. It's sucking my will to live.
I love that thing. You got to go grab a YouTube commercial and look
holy
at the old.
Cow, look
I
at
mean,
my hair, man.
You got them hot looking like women in the commercial.
And said they wanted hair back.
And a guy's cutting his hair with the Flovey and his two piece, you know, polyester.
Yeah. I'm angry because I can't go get a hair. No, I tell you, I was telling you off camera, off air, before we came on. I just came back from my ex's house. My kids are there. We've got a great relationship. Anna is checking in with her, and she's got a small retail store, women's clothing, and you know, listen, they're hand to mouth. They're not a huge business.
Right.
And I try to point them in the right direction with the SBA loans very early on, like within the first couple of days. I said, you need to get in now because the line is going to be ridiculously long.
Oh, yeah.
And so, unfortunately, they're using Wells Fargo Bank, as millions of people do. It's one of the biggest banks in the country. And Wells Fargo Bank last week basically stated that they're going to lock and load at $10 billion. That's it. They're done. Okay, they're going up to $9.9 billion, and at $10 billion, they're done. The lock and load being against their own borrowers, their own customers, and so she just got a note. Her and her partner just got a note saying that you're in line, you're in the process, but it's going to take a long time. And if you know of any other lenders, we'd recommend going that route. This is a business, man. She's one of several million businesses right now that desperately need anything to keep the lights on. She's running around. She's taking orders. And you know my ex. I've told you about her. She's pre-existing condition. She's been battling cancer for 10 years, multiple cancers. And, you know, she's running around basically trying to sell the products online and delivering them to people, social distancing, of course, at cost. Because in retail, in fashion retail, they're about to finish with the winter clothing. They need all the spring clothing, and they don't, you know, they can't afford to buy new clothes. And everything that they've been selling for the past month or so, which is in stock, is going out of style really quick because women, for some reason, want to change styles every month. You and I have been wearing the same loafer since 1997. So this is what she's dealing with right now, and there's no money. There's no money coming through, and my business has slowed down dramatically. I'm in lending, and everything is just a spigot's been turned off. I can't help her more than I already am. Everything is shutting down, man, and now they want to do this for another month and a half? This is devastating, Joe. I mean, we're joking about it, trying to make light of this, but the devastation that is happening right now, there are so many more people that are going to die from stress-related cancer or suicide or alcoholism or drug abuse or the poor people that are in homes where there's wife abusers or child abusers. This is really, really dark, the times that we're living in right now. And what they're doing, what Newsom and Cuomo and Christine Whitmer, okay, in Michigan, I mean, this crazy lady is preventing people from actually growing their own farms, I mean, their own fruit and vegetables in their own backyards. Why? They're taking it.
Because they'll be self-sufficient. We can't have that. Come on, Dave. They have to be dependent on the government, or just doesn't make for strong government now, does it?
You know, she actually presumed to practice medicine in her office by banning the licensed pharmacists from filling hydroxychloroline. What is it?
I know. Yes. We only have an hour.
Jesus.
She did. I, you know what, can you imagine if Trump did something like that? They'd be all over him saying about how, you know, he's not a physician, he's not a doctor, he's not a chemist, he doesn't understand this. He has no right doing that. And what do they do with her? They applaud her. She's wonderful.
No, she's in the running for VP slot with Biden. I'm not kidding. She's in the top three, according to people I know.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
We're probably looking at Harris. They're talking about what's her name from Georgia, Abrams.
Oh, come on. Can you see the team of Biden and Abrams?
You could navigate the USS Mercy through those two front teeth. And now they're talking about Whitmer because it's Michigan. Wow. They need Michigan. This is a woman that is using, and by the way, everybody go read Kurt Schlichter, good friend to Joe and I. He's been on both of our shows. Kurt Schlichter's article today talking about Karenism, and Karen's a good friend of ours as well, so I don't know why Karen is the term. But Karenism is this whole idea that these politicians are going to be tisk-tisk, and if you dare ask us questions, you just want people to die. You know, the people that look at you askance if you're not wearing a face mask right now. You know, the Karenisms. Kurt Schlichter takes her to task today. I'm talking about Christine Whitmer over at Michigan.
Oh, yeah. And shit. So, they couldn't find anybody further left in those three? I mean, seriously, to go on with Biden. But Biden and Abrams would be a ticket. They couldn't win if Trump didn't show up. I don't believe that.
I don't think so. I don't think so. But, listen. I'm not a conspiracy theory, Joe. I'm not a conspiracy theorist, Joe. Right. Okay, but let's play one on TV.
Uh-oh.
Here we go. We know that this is a global pandemic, so I don't think that the Democrats started this, and this is not where I'm going.
Right.
Okay? However, China could have. China, which has its wet markets where you can literally buy a live dog and watch them skin it alive while it's howling at you. And I know I'm being disgusting right now, but this is what is happening this moment in Wuhan, China, and other wet markets in southern China. Okay?
Yep.
Which is across the street from a lab where they were playing with this virus. Who's to say that China, which has been suffering economically for the past few years, and now has a president that they have to contend with who has actually been very strong on trade and is costing them money and is not allowing them to, basically manipulate their currency and take advantage of the trade deficits. And all of a sudden, they're playing with this idea, and one of the lab workers decided with this virus that's on his lapel to go buy himself some bat, and that's how this whole thing exploded.
Right. All right, we'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Michelle Obama says that Abrams would have won if not for voter suppression. We'll talk more about that inside the break. We'll be right back.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks.
Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hello. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
In 6 miles to Chicago, we got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes, it's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I had a caller last night, for those of you who say I speak too fast. He said he picked up his smart when he called the show. He picked up the smartphone and he said, call 855-REAL-JOE. And the phone called. So he was totally impressed that the technology was that easy to work. So there you go. So if you have a smartphone, you hold a button down. I don't know what it is on Android, but you got Siri on the Apple. And just say, call 855-REAL-JOE. And it knows what to do. We must have friends there at Apple. I doubt it, but maybe we do. I don't know. Anyway. Dave Sussman joins me. He's going to be my guest host next Wednesday. He's probably got a lot of great guests lined up for you, so don't miss the show next Wednesday night. And he's also the host of the Dave Sussman Show and Whiskey Politics. Dave, always enjoy your company.
Always enjoy yours, and it's always a pleasure to be here with you and your fantastic listening audience at Real Sight Radio.
Yeah, they are. They're like a little family. I love watching them sometimes in a
chat
room. They're
all great people. Fantastic.
They're all talking about their families and stuff. You should be listening to the show. Forget your family for an hour. Anyway. We were talking during the break and about, you know, again, what's going on out there. Michelle Obama came out and she said, you know, the Republicans are going to, you know, they're going to do what they can to take this race and keep the presidency. And if and you know, they're all for voter suppression. And if they hadn't caused voter suppression in Georgia, Stacey Abrams would have been would be governor right now. And I said, there is proof that there is a God, because Stacey Abrams is not governor of Georgia right now. And how do you suppress 52,000 votes? They're the king at suppression.
No, you can't suppress 52,000 votes, and they didn't suppress 52,000 votes. They didn't suppress 5,200 votes or 52 votes.
Yep.
But listen, that's their story. That's their mantra. That's what the Democrats are using to try to motivate their troops, that they're disenfranchising, you know, Democrat voters. And this whole thing right now that we're seeing that is a big push by the left in this country, Nancy Pelosi blatantly came out with it in round one of the stimulus package, was to do same-day registration for voting and make it easier for people to vote. And now they want to go to mail-in ballots. Mail-in ballots. This is
Registration online, Dave.
Registration online. This is one of the most fraudulent areas of voting. We saw it in California, where five out of the six congressional districts that were won by Republicans were overturned over the following days and weeks, and in the 2018 election, because of voter harvesting and mail-in ballots. Absolutely fraudulent. And they want to do this across the country, Joe?
Oh, they were, remember, they were finding ballots in post offices days later. Oh, there's a box in that corner. How did that get there?
It just happens to be another box.
Hey, Frankie,
just to be another
how many
box
votes do we need? 13,000? Yeah. But look at the back of the warehouse.
But here's the thing, and I support this president, and he has said a few things about this, but if you were President Trump and you had this stimulus package in front of you to sign, and with the number of hours that he is now spending talking to the American people daily, bypassing the mainstream media.
Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't you, as President Donald Trump, Joe Messina, I'm asking you to wear the king's crown for just a moment here, wouldn't you come out and say, this is why a line item veto, for those that don't know what a line item veto, it gives the president the ability to check the parts of a bill he likes and uncheck the parts that he doesn't before approving and signing the bill. Now, here's the thing. You've got Nancy Pelosi, who has decided that she not only wanted to give $25 million to the John F. Kennedy Center of the Arts, who, by the way, fired everybody the next day after they got the money. But they are now changing voter registration laws and constitutional aspects of voting in this country, because they know that they will not allow a crisis to go without, you know, to waste, without modifying and changing things that will tweak. Because the American people, they, with their panic porn on NBC News every night, are scared to death. They're not paying attention to this. If you were President Trump, Joe Messina, wouldn't you spend some of that, if not all of that, definite press conference talking about this and educating the American people?
Oh, amen. I'm with you. You're exactly right. How do you feel about what he did yesterday, which I thought was just a genius move, is to go ahead and play what CNN, MSNBC, and the rest of them were saying about this virus in the early days. They were floored by this, and you could tell they were sideswiped by this. They didn't know what to do with it. But this is why I always say the Democrats hate the interweb. They hate it because all their past sins can be found somewhere on the Internet. I mean, what do you think of that play?
I thought it was brilliant, and you saw the response from some of the reporters. Mr. Trump, you know, who created this, expecting to hear like some outside dark, you know, dark conservative pack, you know? We did here at the White House. Oh, well, Mr. President, don't you think that that more reads like a campaign commercial than no, this is true. Everything that was played was true. This is what you said. This is what she said. He's pointing to people. This is what this network said. They were all true, and they were all wrong. Brilliant.
No. And they have never ever had to do this before. They have never had to defend themselves before. Most presidents just shy away, stay away, won't say anything. You know, I have a joke that it used to be that the president's team would get up in the morning and check the papers, you know, the major papers, to see what they were saying about the president. I now say that the major papers get up, or the major publications get up now, and they look at Twitter to see what the president's saying about them, to see the damage control that they have to do about their own companies and groups. And I agree with you. Sometimes he goes over the top with tweeting, but the reality is he's been able to paint the or put the narrative out there instead of having to defend his position all the time.
Yeah.
And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think that's a great way to do what he's doing, don't you?
I think it's fantastic. He should also address another really important issue, which has gotten short shrift in the mainstream media. Nobody's really talking about it. Some people in conservative media may be talking about it, and that is this. And that is this. First of all, the models that were presented over the past couple of months, all of the models, I want your listeners to understand this, the models that were presented with millions of people dying and then hundreds of thousands of people dying, all included measures taken by the government and the states, the governors and the Fed, to have social distancing to slow it down. Those models included what we are doing now. Now we are well below the numbers that they were modeling out. They're now suggesting, well, it's because our social distancing and what the governors and what the federal... No. Those were included originally. Okay? That was included. Now, see, here's the thing, Joe, and this is the critical thing, and this is what President Trump needs to talk about. If you die while infected with COVID-19, it gets listed as your cause on the death certificate, regardless of how mild it was or anything else.
That's right.
That was proving some other disease. If you die of cancer, but you happen to have a mild case of COVID-19 because your defense mechanisms are down, you now are a statistic of COVID-19 caused death. Why are they doing that, Joe? And this isn't a conspiracy theory.
No.
The coronavirus task force coordinator, what's her name? Dr. Birx?
Yep.
Okay. She said that if someone dies of COVID-19, we're counting that as a COVID-19 death, even if they didn't die of that specifically, if they had heart disease or cancer. And Dr. Fauci said, what was the quote? I have it written down here. Hold on. I can't imagine if someone comes in with coronavirus, goes to an ICU, and they have an underlying heart condition and they die, that they're going to say, cause of death, heart attack. I cannot see that happening. What are they doing, Joe? I know you got only a couple of minutes here left, but why are they trying to increase the numbers of deaths related to COVID-19?
Well, A, you know as well as I do, they're trying to cover their butts, number one, okay? And number two is, it goes back to what we were talking about earlier. They want control. They want people to see government as their salvation, as their savior. I mean, $1,200 doesn't sound like a lot of money, but man, when you got no money in the bank, $1,200 is a windfall. So the government's going to take care of you from a payroll standpoint. It's going to make sure you have what you need, the medicine you need. Why would you want a job? Just relax. We'll take care of you. We're here.
And it's also
your friend.
And it's also this. Hospitals are going to be reimbursed for treating any uninsured patients diagnosed with COVID-19. Yep. Medicare will also pay out more for checking the COVID-19 box. It's all about the money, Joe.
Yep, always has been. All right, real quick, last thing. Japan and India. I've been screaming about this forever. Look at how many people live in Japan and how close they are. They didn't shut down like we did, okay? India, the same thing. And I know people are saying, yeah, but they've taken some precautions now. Yes, but if what they've been telling us from day one is true, a third of India should be wiped out by today, and so should Japan. There's something amiss here.
It's really interesting.
It's right?
Really interesting.
And
you know, a homogenous population, really interesting. Yeah. I mean, there's so many disparities. What happened in California? In my county, there's 10 people that have passed away, and they just extended the orders to May 15th to shut down all businesses, continue to shut it down, they're going to kill more people with stress and cancer and everything else that we talked about at the beginning here than anything else that's happening with COVID-19.
You are. 100% on, Dave. Hey, thanks for being with me. I always love my time with you, man, and can't wait to host the show next Wednesday. Can't wait to see you.
See everybody next Wednesday. Thank you, Joe Messina. Greatly appreciate it, my friend.
Yep. God bless everybody. We'll be back in a few minutes. A lot more coming up next hour. Smorgasbord of stories. I got a lot of stuff I got to get off my chest. We'll be back in a few minutes.